VET, a UK-based organization focusing on collecting AIDS and HIV information data across the world, says 40% of sex workers in Zimbabwe are HIV positive. According to our VET's new report, there are around 44,500 female sex workers in Zimbabwe, and they are among the groups at highest risk of contracting or spreading HIV. UNAIDS says Zimbabwe has one of the highest HIV prevalence rates in sub-Saharan Africa at 12.8%, with 1.4 million people living with HIV/AIDS in 2019. The epidemic in Zimbabwe is largely driven by unprotected heterosexual sex. Women are disproportionately affected, particularly adolescent young girls and young women. The number of cases is growing among some groups, such as sex workers and men who have sex with men who are at higher risk of HIV. Information of these populations is lacking, as only a minimal amount of data is collected and reported in national documents. Other high-risk groups are drug users and prison inmates. Avet says the problem for both sex workers and members are compounded because their work is illegal in Zimbabwe. Avet's latest report says the social stigma and discrimination keeps many sex workers from seeking health care. Nozipo Moyo is a researcher who consults for the Sex Workers Alliance of Zimbabwe, a group of 15 organizations that work with sex workers and the LGBT community. Moyo says sex workers suffer discrimination when seeking health care.
There's a health code of conduct or protocol that facilities should adhere to, which is there and stated on paper. But the reality, according to the research, specifically on public institutions, public hospitals, sex workers have claimed there's been stigma and discrimination. Henceforth, you see institutions like which has started mobile clinics specifically to attend to the health issues for sex workers. Other service providers like PSI have been offering these specific services to key populations, because the public health facilities, government-led facilities, have failed to protect health issues for sex workers.
Moya says sex workers' vulnerability to HIV is worsened by police intimidation. Police in some cases arrest them for loitering with intent to solicit for prostitution. In 2015, the Constitutional Court had outlawed the arbitrary arrest of prostitutes, but soliciting for sex remains a crime in the country. The Center for Sexual Health, HIV and AIDS Research found that 20% of female sex workers in Zimbabwe had experienced some sort of violence from the police. Sinatra Nyati, the regional director of the National AIDS Council in Zimbabwe, says sex workers face a plethora of challenges that exacerbate their HIV status, including the country's worsening economic environment.
The positivity rate for sex workers, according to their report, is more than 45%. I think it was 53%. The reason being that sex workers are exposed to HIV by their clients due to the economic challenges. Clients are actually offering sex workers more money for unprotected sex. So this becomes a challenge, such that the sex workers we choose to go for unprotected sex for more because of the harsh economic conditions.
Nyati says another worrying dynamic is the increasing number of young girls entering into sex work. They usually lack the ability to negotiate with clients for safer sex.
So we also have the workplace programs where we are trying to reach out to men and talk about prevention programs in terms of HIV. But the challenge also remains that we are also experiencing a lot of young girls going into sex work because of the harsh economic condition. Some of them, they don't even have birth certificates to continue their education. So they find themselves into sex work. And these girls are not experienced. They cannot even negotiate for safer sex.
Moyo explains the power dynamic for young sex workers.
When it comes to negotiation, the client would have an upper say depending on how much they're willing to fork, because these are bread and butter issues. We acknowledge how the information sensitization has been there for sex workers, but it's now an issue of bread and butter. It's an issue of the economic meltdown and the increase of child-headed families. These are the people who have actually flooded the sex work industry.
As the country's economy continues a long slide, millions of Zimbabweans have crossed the borders in search of jobs, leaving unattended minors heading homes and being exposed to the sex trade to eke out an existence. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Blamayo.